Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third, the center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Kress. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Summa moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gray. Schult fumbles the ball. That's an error on Schult. Summa scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamieson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brannan moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Brannan moves to third. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Brannan scores. Blue moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Mainisch scores. Kress moves to third. Schult moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Kress scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa throws the ball into Lind who tags Mannion trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Schult scores. Melillo scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Langford strikes out. Mannion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Langford out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gray drops the ball. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brannan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive towards first. Blue catches it and steps on first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Blue moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Kress reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schulte hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Langford scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Summa moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa scores. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Browns. George Uhel pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Mannion moves to third. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Blue reaches second base with a double. Mannion scores. McNeely scores. Brannon goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 11-5, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. Langford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Browns. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo strikes out. 1 out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to second. Bill Bain now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. Gray moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Schult reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to third. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gray hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-5 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Brannan hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sumha is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sumha strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. George Burns pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. 2 outs. It's 12-7, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sewell moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 12-8, Browns. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jameson moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Lind reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 12-9, Browns. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.